Here's the Freethought Almanac for May 11th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, May 11th, 1918, that Nobel laureate physicist Richard P. Feynman was born in Far Rockaway, New York. Of his early experience as the son of a Russian Jewish immigrant, he wrote in 1988, "In those days in Far Rockaway, there was a youth center for Jewish kids at the temple. Somebody nominated me for president of the youth center. The elders began getting nervous because I was an avowed atheist by that time. I thought nature itself was so interesting that I didn't want it distorted like that by miracle stories, and so I gradually came to disbelieve the whole religion." Feynman earned his bachelor's degree at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1939 and aced the graduate school entrance exams to Princeton University in mathematics and physics, where he earned his Ph.D. in 1942. He also participated as a theorist in the Manhattan Project to build the first nuclear bomb. After the war, he rejected further pure research offers in favor of teaching, theoretical physics from 1945 to 1950 at Cornell University, followed by a teaching and research position at Caltech, becoming known through his lectures, papers, and books as the great explainer of theoretical physics. His numerous honors include the Albert Einstein Award, 1954, the E.O. Lawrence Award, 1962, the Ørsted Medal, 1972, and the National Medal of Science, 1979. In 1965, along with two other scientists, Feynman won the Nobel Prize in Physics for expanding the understanding of quantum electrodynamics. In his spare time, he translated Mayan hieroglyphics, what were left after Bishop Diego de Landa destroyed most of them in 1562. After the Challenger disaster of the 28th of January 1986, while in failing health, Feynman reluctantly joined the Rogers Commission, which led to the finding that faulty O-rings were the principal cause of the shuttle explosion that killed seven astronauts. Feynman accused NASA of playing Russian roulette with astronauts' lives. Feynman suffered from two rare cancers. He died shortly after a final attempt at surgery for liposarcoma in Los Angeles, California, on the 15th of February, 1988. He was 69. It was Richard Feynman who once said, "God was invented to explain mystery. God is always invented to explain those things that you do not understand. Now, when you finally discover how something works, you get some laws which you're taking away from God. You don't need him anymore, but you need him for the other mysteries. So therefore you leave him to create the universe because we haven't figured that out yet. You need him for understanding those things which you don't believe the laws will explain, such as consciousness or why you only live to a certain length of time, life and death, stuff like that. God is always associated with those things that you do not understand. Therefore, I don't think that the laws can be considered to be like God, because they've been figured out." This has been the Freethought Almanac for May 11th. I'm John Mill.